Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Jane Lynch is a comedian, singer, and an Emmy Award-winning actress. She's best known for portraying Sue Sylvester, the ruthless cheerleading coach on Fox's musical TV show Glee.
I know my methods are extreme. I know I'm not like the rest of you hippies, caring about the kids' feelings as if they're real.
You may also know her from films like Best in Show and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. She's a self-taught singer, touring a cabaret show across the country in 2015. And this week, she is performing her favorite songs from the American Songbook with the Boston Pops and her musical collaborator, Brad Ellis. He's a Berklee alum who also starred as Glee's piano player. Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell met up with Jane Lynch at Symphony Hall, where Lynch explained how she first got into singing.
Well, I am the daughter of Frank Lynch, Frank and Eileen Lynch, and we are a singing family. And my parents loved to sing, and they loved to harmonize. And I grew up with music. My father always had a song in his heart, on his lips, and he sang all day long around the house, and I do that myself. Anybody who spends 5 minutes with me would know that that's who I am. I've always loved doing performing, and it's only in the last 6 or 7 years that I've been doing it like on a touring basis.
Did the Boston Pops approach you about this performance, or how did this
come
together?
No, I approached them, my agent, to be specific, but yeah, I wanted to perform here. I remember the Pops from when I was growing up. I remember watching Arthur Fiedler on television, and it always looked like so much fun, the 4th of July celebrations. It's Americana, and I love it.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear, I feel like so many people have done their own renditions. Like, there's Rod Stewart, Lady Gaga, I feel like is a recent one, Aretha Franklin. You know, what does a Jane Lynch, Brad Ellis interpretation sound like? How do you even start to develop that?
Well, Brad has his own style, but it's also respectful of every style of music there is, because he has mastered every style of music there is. So we combine styles sometimes in different songs. We're doing this song called Boo Hoo, which is from Guy Lombardo, who I know is a Canadian. Don't pick nuts with me. And Brad has kind of taken it from kind of the traditional bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, and taken it kind of into a ballad for a little ways there. And we do a medley of, we call smoky sad songs. And, it's kind of a depressing medley of Love Gone Wrong. We kind of stay true to the style there, but you really see when you hear all of these songs together how sad and emotionally draining they can be.
Can you tell me, and obviously we don't want to reveal every single song in the show, but are there any that have a particular significance to you that you're performing tonight, or any reason you chose any of these?
I open with Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer, which was a Nat King Cole hit in 1963, and it may be perhaps my first musical memory. It was a favorite song of my father's, and we loved summer growing up. Like in the 60s, summer was all about going on vacation with the family, loading up the station wagon and singing and, you know, going to the beach. And that's a song that celebrates that very American thing that I don't know that folks do anymore. Maybe they do. I don't know, but I just love that about the summer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of sodas and pretzels and beer. Roll out.
And also the Boo Hoo, which is a song that I don't even know that my parents knew I was aware of.
Boo Hoo, that's why I'm crying for you. One day you'll
I listened to it on a 78 in my grandmother's, on her old Victrola record player. And I would play it over and over again. I thought it was a wonderful song when I was a kid. And I also do this song called A Letter from Camp. It's an Alan Sherman song, and it's really hilarious. And it's Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, Here I Am at Camp Granada. And I remember loving that song when I was growing up.
What did you love about it?
It rhymed, and it was funny, and it was about a kid who was at camp who just wanted to go home. He hated it.
Darling Fada, lovely mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I will even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I also am a fan of a lot of these songs. I'm a big musical person, Pence, Glee, etc. What do you think it is about these American songbooks songs that make them so kind of timeless? Like, they never feel like they go out of style. They always feel new.
Yeah, they're musically very simple. and they're melody driven, and they're written to a basic formula, and they're very satisfying. I'm going to sound like an old lady now, kids these days, but there's kind of a satisfying simplicity with a well-formed pop song that follows a particular recipe. There's beautiful rhymes, and the lyrics in some of the songs I'm singing are like poetry. So that's what I love about it, and that's why I think these songs will endure.
I'd love to ask you, you mentioned your connection to this music started with your family, mm-hmm. and I was reading some of the songs tonight are definitely a tribute to your father. You mentioned mm-hmm. Hazy Crazy Days of Summer. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think it would mean to him that you're doing this here?
Oh, I was just saying that out there. It's just, he would be thrilled to death. He would die all over again. he would just love this show. And I say in the beginning, this is basically a show inspired by my father. I found that the music that was first and foremost in my mind when I thought of what would I like to perform was all the stuff my dad used to sing around the house. And he would just love it. My mother, who is also not with us anymore, would love it too. I'm from a family of they came together on music, my mom and dad. They're not professional, but they would sing in the bars in Chicago. They met in a bar on the south side of Chicago, and they knew all the pop songs, and they harmonized. My dad had a beautiful tenor. And I remember my mother, toward the end of her life, she had a carotid artery, and they nicked her vocal cord, and she couldn't sing anymore. And that depressed her more than anything. And I was always so sad for her, because she loved to sing in church, and now she had to switch octaves all the time, and it upset her greatly not to be able to sing.
That's singer, comedian, and actress Jane Lynch speaking with Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell, who joins me now in the studio. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
Zoe, it is great to hear about her connection with the American Songbook and hear those tunes, but Jane Lynch has had a pretty varied career, hasn't she?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah. She's done tons.
Yeah, and a wide variety of film, movie, television, etc.
Yeah, and so she was most recently, too, on this episode of Arthur last month, PBS's Arthur. There was an episode where there was a same-sex wedding ceremony, which kind of was a big deal. And in it, Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, marries an aardvark named Patrick. His students all attend. And Jane Lynch got to voice his sister, who performed the ceremony. And this episode was this quiet nod to the LGBTQ community. And I got to ask her about what it really meant for her to be a part of that.
So I think it was really lovely how they did it. I thought it was touching, and the wedding was so great with the kids, and I think it was just a lovely thing. It didn't waving gay pride banners or anything like that. It was very quiet and simple and quite normal in the context in which it was presented. It's just, oh, isn't that wonderful? He found love.
Finally, you know, you've obviously had this long career. You've done a lot of different things, comedy, music, acting, performing. What would be your advice to young performers of any kind?
Just do what makes you feel good. You know, I never set out to be a singer or someone who does symphony shows. I didn't set out to even do like television. I really just wanted to, the opportunity to be on stage. And I couldn't have designed my career. I mean, my expectations for it would have fallen far below what actually happened. But I just really show up, and I say yes to just about everything, and except porn. And no one's asked me to do porn yet. But, you know, the answer will be no. I just want to get that out there right now. The answer will be no. Yeah, I just basically did anything that felt good. And singing felt really right and great in the last couple of years.
King of the road.
That's comedian, actress, and singer Jane Lynch speaking with Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell. Zoe, thanks for that delightful conversation.
Thank you.
Jane Lynch will be performing again with the Boston Pops tonight. More information is on our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. Coming up, we talk to Democratic presidential candidate Tim Ryan. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.
Cigarette.